We are live from Fairhope High School in Fairhope, Alabama, just across Mobile Bay from Mobile. It's Senior Bowl week, South practice on Monday. J.P. Shadrick with you on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, live from Fairhope with the general manager of the Jaguars, Dave Caldwell. This is always a fun week, and it's finally on the field.
Yeah, this is a great week. The best part of this week right now is the weather in Mobile is cooperating with us and our coaching staff, and to be able to be out here, and a great opportunity for us to get to know 55 players on our team this week.
Let's start off with really the biggest news of the day. Mark Duffner headed to the Miami Dolphins, longtime linebackers coach, and Mike Ryan, the head athletic trainer. He's out of here in the first week in February. When did this all start, and are you surprised by the move?
Yeah, well, Coach Duffner, it's a great opportunity for him and his family to go down to Miami and be with Coach Phil. Who they've had a long existing relationship with, Kevin Coyle, the defensive coordinator there. After much discussion with Coach Bradley and Coach Duffner, it was something he wanted to pursue, and we were all for it and for the opportunity, and it gives us an opportunity to come in here and bring some new ideas to our linebacker crew.
Sure. And on the athletic training side, those don't really turn over a lot, do they?
No, but it's a tough job, and Mike's done it for 26 years, and he's had a great career, and I think he's at a point in time in his life where he wants to spend some time with his family and move on to a different phase in his life, and we're supportive for it. And the one thing I can promise you is it won't end the relationships with either of those two guys that we have from a personal standpoint.
We're with Dave Caldwell, general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars, live from South team practice at Fairhope High School. Senior Bowl week rolls along. What is the most challenging part of this week? Even though, yes, you have your hands on 50 guys, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen around here with you guys, right?
Yeah.
Two buses over here.
Yeah, it is. We brought the whole staff, really whole scouting staff and coaching staff. I would say the toughest part is you want to spend as much time with these guys as you can to really get to know what makes them tick and what they're all about as football players and as people. And they have a lot of things dragging at them, and there's 31 other teams that want their time. There's a lot of community service, which is a great thing that Phil Savage does with the Senior Bowl. So, just trying to get enough time with these guys so we can leave here feeling good about the 110 guys that are in this game and move on to the next phase of our evaluation part.
Now, you said, of course, yes, every team has a chance to do interviews, but are there limits to what the Jaguars can have in terms of time with the guys? Do they have to give, a certain amount of time away?
Well, we're one, preparing for a game, too. So, we have to install our offense and defense and our special teams. And then, two, we'd like to evaluate as much as we can. So we have a limited amount of meeting time for the players and for the coaching staff. So there is a little bit of limit to it.
Dave Caldwell with us, general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You've done a lot of prep, of course, for this event, not just the past few months, but kind of years of planning, seeing these guys come through college and such, and now they're here. Now that they're on the field, is there something they can do to hurt what they've done, or can they, go up your board in 1 week?
I think that they can really just help what they've done. And, if a guy happened to have a bad week, we have to take into account he hasn't played football in probably about a month. And, probably aren't in the best shape. Some of them preparing for the combine already. So just the fact that we're not going to throw away 3 or 4 years of evaluation based off of 1 week. So the only thing they could do is maybe come in here and really shine where we didn't think that they would.
Dave Caldwell is with us. There's scouts here. They're at a different hotel than the team is, and everybody's looking at a lot of different parts. When does everybody get in one room and just figure things out from this week? I guess the post-event evaluation. How does that work?
Yeah, we'll do that really in February, right before the combine, and then again after the combine. But we'll talk about these players. Our scouts all have to write up a report from this week, as well as our coaching staff on all the players, and interview all the players, and we'll have a good handle of all 110 players in this game.
How many players do you personally interview in a week like this?
We'll interview everybody. Everybody in this game, yeah.
Okay, so you'll be in on every single...
Well, I would say I'd probably be in about 75% of them, but somebody from our department or from the coaching staff will have interviewed every player in this game.
You're one man, for goodness sakes. You can't be everywhere. Dave Caldwell is with us, general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of fans are curious about different positions, of course, and, of course, quarterback is the most important position on the field. There's 6 guys in this game, 3 on each side. Who stands out to you, and what can you do with quarterbacks in a week like this?
This is a great opportunity for all 6 of those guys to come in, take control of the offense, learn the offense, and I think that's the biggest thing that for us, for them to figure out is they've come from the college system. How well can they grasp our offense in a week? And I think it's a great opportunity for them to show that what they can do, and a great opportunity for us to evaluate what they can do.
So there's no double passes in this offense or anything?
Jets well, you know what? We'll have to see what the week of practice goes. But, no, our goal is to have these guys play fast, but stress them enough where, you know, give them enough of our offense and our defense where they can learn.
Dave, you've been coming to this event for a long time. This is your kind of place, right? The scouting and getting down in the nitty-gritty of it, right? This is your week.
Yeah, this is great. This is a three or four years of work that you put in on all these guys have come here and finally see them. And this is my first opportunity to be with a team that's actually coaching a game. But it's a great opportunity. We're really looking forward to this week.
Dave, we appreciate your time and good luck to you this week.
Thanks,
in Mobile.
JP. Appreciate it.
Dave Caldwell, general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars, joining us live on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen from Fairhope High School in Fairhope, Alabama, the start of a long, long week here in the Mobile area. And we'll stay with you right now on Jaguars.com to show you a little bit of the practice going on behind us. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. The South team is here. The North team is practicing this afternoon. Just after the South team practice over at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Both teams will practice at the stadium coming up tomorrow and the rest of the week. One thing we didn't ask Dave was, yes, they will have time with the North team as well. On Thursday, the coaching staffs will alternate teams for about 2 or 3 hours, so the Jaguars will get an up-close-and-personal meeting time look with the North team players as well. So it's not just one side. Yes, they'll have some time with the other group as well. Good crowd here at Fairhope High School. We're about 20 miles away from downtown Mobile, headed east on I-10 over the causeway in Baldwin County, and the crowd's still filing in as we speak. Of course, this game has been in this area for pushing 50 years. The original games were in Jacksonville a long, long time ago. This is an SEC-centric game, of course, so many Alabama, Auburn, and SEC players are here and their fans as well to watch practices throughout the week and the game coming up this Saturday over at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The Jaguars coaching staff going through their regular practice routine. Players are in shorts today. They are expected to go in shells later in the week and get a little more physical as this goes along. But the first day in today is relatively light, and the real work will really happen over at Ladd Peebles Stadium a little later in the week. You can see a lot of that on NFL Network throughout the week. We'll, of course, be live as well through most of the South team practices involving the Jaguars right here on Jaguars.com. Of course, we mentioned the quarterbacks with Dave a little while ago, and of course, he doesn't want to get into too detailed of individual players so far, but the quarterbacks on the South roster, Derek Carr from Fresno State, he was at the podium yesterday in the introductory press conference, younger brother of David Carr, the former first overall pick of the Houston Texans. David Fales from San Jose State is on the South team as well, 6'3", 220-pounder. Jimmy Garoppolo is a player who played in the East-West Shrine game a week ago, put up some solid numbers, led two scoring drives through a touchdown pass, and then came here as well. And the challenge, as we heard Phil Savage say earlier, would be for him to be on this kind of a level coming out of Eastern Illinois. A little different when you're playing against seniors from big-time Division I schools. On the North team, the team is practicing at Ladd Peebles today. It's Logan Thomas of Virginia Tech, the quarterback, 6'6". Taj Boyd of Clemson and Stephen Morris of Miami. And they'll be closely watched, of course, throughout the week here in Mobile. Dave Caldwell now visiting with some of the Jacksonville media off to our right. We'll be joined here shortly by Dan Hicken of Action News. fails is working with that offense right now on the left side. Two different sets of work going on here at the same time. We did fail to mention off the top of the broadcast that we were without John Osier this week, senior writer for Jaguars.com. His father unfortunately passed away early this morning, so he did not make the trip to Mobile, and our thoughts are with the Osier family, of course. If you communicate with John through Twitter or email, give him a thought, send it his way. We're thinking about him. Head coach Gus Bradley expected to address the media post-practice today. That'll be for the first time since the news of Mark Duffner headed to the Dolphins. And Mike Ryan, the athletic trainer, looking for different opportunities. So we'll get the thoughts from the head coach on the first day on the field with the players. They had some team meetings last night for the first time to get to know the players a little bit. Player check-in, getting equipment and such. Installing a little bit of game plan and trying to keep things simple. That's the challenge this week. Yeah, you want to get guys some work, but you can't give them too much in just a week's time. A lot of work this week for the entire Jaguars staff, including equipment, medical staff as well. The equipment staff had to bring their own equipment from Jacksonville in a couple of moving trucks, a Ryder truck and a Penske truck, along I-10 here to Mobile, and the medical staff doing the same as well. But the actual laundry and such after practice is done by staff here at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. And we're live on Jaguars.com still at South Practice at Fairhope High School. And, yeah, come on in. Wow. Dan Hicken knows how to use a microphone and TV.
Hello. It's great to be here. Yeah, I've got my Road Scout hat on, you know.
Yeah, what are you seeing so far?
Oh, well, I just...
Get that the roster.
Hold on. I saw Aaron Murray here, which kind of surprised me. He's going through. I mean, he's not working, obviously, tore an ACL, but he's here. He got measured, right, 6 foot, just over 6 foot, 200 pounds. So a guy who really wants to play in the NFL, and a guy I think will be – give some team he'll get an opportunity to play in the league. So I look forward to watching him when he gets healthy. But there are three good quarterbacks out here we want to watch. Dave Caldwell, you talked to him, said there's some good pass rushers here that can help you at the top part of the draft. So that's exciting news. So a lot of things happening here.
Are you of the mindset that 6'2 is the line for a quarterback's height? Are you?
You know, I read this, JP. There have only been four starting quarterbacks since 1960 under 6 feet. So you're anxious to see how these guys measure. I don't know why that's a line of delineation. I don't think it should be. If a guy can play, he can play. We know Russell Wilson and Drew Brees, who are – Drew Brees is over 6 feet. I think Russell Wilson measured under it. So, look, if he can play, he can play. But there is a reality there. There's a reality, and you have to have a knack for finding lanes if you're a smaller guy.
Sure.
I remember reading about Russell Wilson, worked with Winky at IMG about throwing over the goalpost to get used to that trajectory to get it over those big uglies up front.
Dan Hicken is with us from Action News in Jacksonville. You arrived to just now, right?
Yeah, we got here today. We got here about an hour ago and come down here to watch the South practice. And Gus and the boys put them through and get them ready, and off we go. I'm anxious to see these guys perform.
How many Senior Bowls have you covered?
Oh, that's a great question. We've been coming for a long – I'd say probably anywhere from 5 to 10. I don't know. Some years I didn't come. Some years we did come. But it's such a great thing. I was thinking about this for the FSU guys. 2 weeks ago today, and the Auburn kids too, playing in the biggest game of their lives. But think about it. This is much more important for them now. So how much celebrating did they do over these last 2 weeks? Probably not a whole lot, because they had to get ready for this, which is, you know, the beginning of the job interview process for these guys.
It depends on the player, I guess. I'm sure some celebrated a little more than others. Dan Hicken is with us. We're live on Jaguars.com inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. What is the best part of this week to you? What do you most look forward to at Senior Bowl week?
I just like coming down here. Look, there's a fan in all of us, right? So you come to the Senior Bowl and you walk down there on the sidelines and you see NFL coaches and NFL scouts, and they'll have, you know, Seattle and Denver in the Super Bowl, but they'll have some representation here, and they'll get glad hands and, hey, way to go, congratulations, you know, getting to the Super Bowl and things like that. And I enjoy that. And then, of course, the Nick Saban entry on Monday. Oh, Nick Saban on Monday, when he comes here, he drives up with a police escort. The media hoards upon him. All these Alabama people know he's coming. There's long lines. But this year I noticed there's a little bit more Auburn than Alabama. Or as much as Alabama, we'll say that.
Yeah, well, there's one Alabama player that is not in attendance this week. That's kind of irked some of the Mobile people. A.J. McCarron is not here for reasons that, you know, are up in the air. But
mistake.
That would have been bigger than Saban.
Good point. And you know, I just asked Dave Caldwell about it, and he said, look, we don't judge. We'll get a big picture on all these guys. And that's what he's going to say, of course. But, you know, to me, the kid's from Mobile. How do you not come here to compete against the best and begin the job interview process? You can't let it just stand on Alabama, because, listen, Alabama was great. Were they great because of A.J., or did Alabama make A.J. great? We got to figure that out. This would have been a great opportunity for him to show what he's all about. So I'm disappointed that he's not here.
I think you said it best. So there's plenty of time to figure that out, combine, pro days and such. Dan, we appreciate your visit.
You.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, and thank you for coming on last night. We appreciate you.